1993. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Ceres hath gone present in the light of Holy God. We are blessed this afternoon just to have someone's here that are here alive. Big Brother's coming down heavy and hard. It's easier, really, to take out a cult, quote, end quote, as they wish to call Waco, through the Australian CAN and the ADL, and your hoodlums, than it is, really, to take out patriots once they've united and have some publicity and unification flowing in their favor. Since Ray's here, I'm going to ask him to share a word with us about the happenings of the week. Ray being the one most importantly in the line of fire other than my own scribe. Ray chose not to appear in a court with one or two warrants out against him already. Mr. Vassalo's attorney at law going to see Russ Bucker was stopped, en route, arrested, placed in jail without reason, then extradited back to DuPage County, where originally he had offended the law in some manner, treating him like he is under criminal arrest when at the very most the only thing that could have been charged against him would be civil. We sit in receipt of a document because of Commander Hatton's speakings. They're holding my scribe 100% and solely responsible for any indiscretions regarding the books. Most of you were at court, so you'll be interested in the feedback. So we have a lot to cover, and we have a meeting again at 4. I promised that we would have at least half hour break before the corporation meeting. I'm going to ask EJ to read, first of all, this morning's writing. Isu wrote part of it. Another patriot with his eye to your amendment of freedom of religion we have utilized from Bill Massey regarding Waco. You're beginning to turn things around as far as attention is concerned. It's taking one incredible amount of work, expense, and love. You ones are showing that you love your brother and this nation enough that even disregarding God, which you cannot do, it is just part of the reclamation of your nation. So we will never separate the two. It's frightening. It's terrifying. Your soul knows it can stand anything they can throw against you, but your consciousness is not so sure. You become exasperated, frightened, tired, sick and tired, to go one more step. And yet a brother takes your hand and you do go one more step. And a little bit more voice is heard out there throughout the lands. And then when you can reach a medium and the contact is beginning to receive more and more readers, I don't want you to have any influence on yourselves whatsoever by the number of subscriptions that you have. It doesn't begin to tell the story. And as we shift into a blend of first person expression of their own experiences, such as Gunther's, oh, you're getting James Bond blood guts, friends, from the other side of the coin. I did it because I was young, I was enthused, I was crazy. I believed in the cause above everything. These men, like Gunther Rosbacher, have shot and killed hundreds of people in the name of goodness. Does it make it good? Of course not. On the other hand, God cares what you are and your intent. And I want these stories taken to Wally Gentleman with an eye to, as soon as we begin to receive funding, we're going to give this old world a series that'll blind them compared to James Bond. Each one of these men who have swung around onto nation have not been able to even conceive what has happened to them. That their own intent could change so greatly. You know what happens? It isn't necessarily that they find God. It is that God has never been killed within them. And they've learned. And every one of them have gone out there into the fray and been betrayed by the very ones necessary for you to pull away from in order to turn your world around. But it's not fun on a day-to-day basis. Each little victory is incredibly fun. And you're even seeing the humor and the unique amount of good that comes from even the heinous things. But at the moment of confrontations, the ones that are the target is not funny. It's not funny when that judge writes again on a piece of paper, if you don't do these things, I'll throw you in jail. So we need to deliver a message to this room until we decide what we will do regarding appeal. We're not even sure that it's worthy of the appeal. I want to be heard, and I don't believe that in an appeal I would be heard. And we're going to have to come before this judge again. You're going to have to kiss George Green goodbye. This man's gotten in too deep. And worse than that, it's going to destroy one of your constitutional attorneys, and that's David Horton, if he doesn't see a little more clearly. I think maybe, EJ, the best and quickest way that we can get through it is just to have you read first.
All right. Threats of jail and sanctions. Sunday, May the 2nd, 1993. It has again been brought home heavily to the human senses that what the adversary plans to do is bury truth in all traces, banish all goodly persons in the lies, and cast our people to the winds. No, it shall not come to pass, for the acts of men have now angered God, who shall sit in judgment. Those who perceive themselves to be among the goodly had best look again at which they do, and foster in their seeking to gain, pretend and protect selves from that judgment. You greatly underestimate God, my friends. The court has ruled, of course, against my scribe, and the threat of jail hangs heavily about her as if she is solely blamed for that which I, and that which is God, offer truth through her fingers. Is her heart heavy and her being filled with fright? Yes, indeed. Will she stop her service along with the brethren who continue to publish, struggle, and fight for truth? No. It does mean, however, that the order of the court will be run next week in the contact, for it is too late for this issue, for the pages number so many. In essence, it is handed down that Dharma E.J., the Liberator staff, through the paper or otherwise, no one may offer to advertise, circulate, literally speak of the banned volumes as arranged by US&P or Dharma shall be jailed in federal prison. Further, she and E.J. are ordered by the court to file these restraints in the form of the order on everyone named and unnamed. Not only are these singled out, but the court requires a full disclosure of all books and records. This is easy, for they have never received even a token payment for any of the now 74 volumes or papers. It is interesting, however, that America West and the Greens are totally excluded from even the need to produce a single record of which they will prove that they efforted to sell 80,000 of those banned volumes and did in fact sell about $12,000 of them. So be it, for that is trust against my people, for that which is trust against my people shall be projected back tenfold or more. The heinous tales of the Eckers bilking one Luke Perry, aided and abetted, according to Luke, by Horton, George's lawyer, and Greens, has now hit international papers, and a long article regarding their actions has come forth yesterday in the Los Angeles Times. Both totally owned and operated by the elite establishment and run by the ADL-CAN. Ah, but did they accomplish that which they intended? In some instances, but in most instances among the knowing, they only proved the very thing we have wanted advertised and proven, that the corporate system in Nevada works. Every agent in Nevada should pay the Eckers handsomely for providing this kind of attention internationally, for even ones in foreign lands across the oceans can have Nevada corporations and protect themselves from ones like Luke Perry and the New World Order. It is even more interesting to note, as foolishness is brought forth, the Eckers voluntarily offer services of signatures as acting officers in the setting up of corporations to facilitate the formation. It is a favor, gladly offered, and the 200 corporations noted publicly are not correct. There are more. To relieve them of this bombardment in the public media, they have been being removed more quickly by the corporate business officers in point. However, they shall not cease their services, either as voluntary or what has happened prior to this, is that in exchange for this service, some of the legal fees have been covered by the registering agents' own businesses. It is the only way they could remain housed in any manner. Now, in exchange for those services, they are allowed to stay in the dwelling, temporarily, by the church who bought the property from the RTC. This is an Arizona church opening a new branch in this location, but needs to be quiet title, etc., before making the final move and building a church building. Readers, you are either going to work within the system allowed you, or you won't make it. It is planned that you not make it. You have just witnessed an incredible blast against our offerings of how to in both the Institute and incorporation, and thus far they have held strong, no matter what has been thrown against, what was thrown against them. What is brought against citizens in fixed injustice systems is another matter to consider, so I suggest that all play within their rules. There will be plenty of time to get into their traps. Don't push the river, and maybe, just maybe, you can keep your nose above the waters. What will we do about the truth of God as projected in our banned works? Drop it, for the court has so ordered. It was ruled that when I said we would get it published some way, that it was against the prior sanctions, and Dharma is solely guilty of my indiscretions. Me? Indiscreet? No. What I want is a hearing in that court of law, and fighting on their grounds is not feasible. When the appropriate time is at hand, both Germain and myself will make attention in court and prove the scribe to either be duality of personalities or at least prove the strangeness of the circumstances. Now to other would-be receivers. Watch it. You are being used, deceived, and mistakes are getting hot and heavy. In this very location, again, ones are setting themselves up as assumed receivers and are getting by with giving a lot of instructions, stopping their jobs, and becoming quite the superior touters of truth. And it is coming from your local military intelligence transmitters. I can warn you, you will decide that which you continue to produce, for you're being had royally. Do I infer that others do not hear from God? No. All others hear from God. And that is the point of the message. What are you doing? What purpose might you serve by your superior status as a receiver? It isn't much fun for the ones we utilize. Who is utilizing your services, and what do you intend doing with that which you get? I further caution ones who speak of these things in rebellion, etc., to other unfortunate receivers who got scrambled messages and caused unrest and rebellion. Can you not await the perfection of your training and presentation? Why do you act in such humanly egotistical ways? Why? This is your own question, for I already know. Ponder it. Let us share a moment with the great teacher, whom you all await in wonderment and expectation. What a goodness! Dearly beloved, there has come a high note to you played across the eons. There has come a great tocsin, the ringing of an alarm bell, making music for millions. Behold, the augurers of circumstance have gathered in a chorus. They have given man a password. They have filled his ears with singing. Behold, 10,000 times 10,000 have assembled on a mountain. They have caroled to the sunrise, yet the valleys hold their darkness. There is slumber in men's eardrums. The great of the worlds have made to men their carolings. The beauteous in spirit have composed for men their anthems. Yet ever has it happened that men have heard no music. They have raised their own discord to shut out higher harmonies, balance, and truth. I tell you, the proud have talked in many places, by the rivers and among the thickets, as well as among the peoples. I tell you, the uncircumspect have bathed in sullied waters. I tell you, the carrion from the bones of many men has made a stench on grieving landscapes. Should not anthems be sung rather of those who sought ennoblement? Hear you, my music, for I sing to you of truthhood. Hear you, my harmony, for I make it a sunrise and a beauteous day in wonderment and wondrous perfection. The times will shortly come upon you when men shall greet probity, honest behavior. They shall say unto themselves, why bear meet we with such mockeries, seeing that they rend us? The time shall come in when men expect at least that the great shall rise beauteously and wondrously. They shall cast off their weapons, they shall stand forth as messengers unto the morning. There shall be a great tumult, and men shall partake of it. There shall be a great peace, and men shall encompass it. But the time for such is not yet at hand. For first comes the bellowing of the beast upon the lands, and the suppression of man by man encoded by the beast. It is not always lechery that makes man to mourn. I say that his spirit fails him, and he lacks wisdom to give vision to his hungerings. He builds himself exceedingly fine mansions, and then defiles them with his corruption and the dung of dubious portents. Verily he builds himself a house that scales many heavens, yet he goes not up into the chambers of radiance. He climbs not upon the rooftops to hear the rightful prophecies. Ever does he say unto himself, I have builded my house, and its stout walls will defend me. But the stout walls fail me. So, rather will I dig myself a ditch, and I shall put myself in it, and hide myself, so that no one can find me, or cause me to take stand against that which has come upon me, the evil passage. I go into the darkness, lest the sun of knowledge burn me. Wherefrom comes this rancor to shrink from the sunlight? Man has his carrion patch. He has his beds of treaties made foul with his hatreds. He has his coffers emptied, and verily they plague him. He has his days of dark report that ever mocks his longings. These things humor him, that he should eat his rancor and conquer tastes of bitterness, that the carrion patch of carnage finds him eager to stalk within it. These things then do we ask of him, you, and it is not a mercy that you should show more cleverness. Correction. And is it not of mercy that you should show more cleverness? Is it not of sweet report that you should pluck the thorn that gives others anguish? Is it not your mission unto yourself as God to treat with all who come to you, that life may lose its bivouac and ramparts wave with roses? Whereof does mankind struggle, that struggling ever raises him? I tell you that struggle has this potential, that it causes the bicep to make a proud rippling of lightning. It breaks the lock on the strong box of courage and takes out weapons that are scarlet in the sunlight. But should struggle have no surcease? Must alarm be a vice that has not to appease it? Should not the labor of earth's nobler things steal like a wine through all arteries of attempting? There is balance to be greeted. There is poise to be enacted. There is essence of all harvestings to give sense to many sowings. Too long have men said among themselves, behold, our marrow hurts us. Behold, we have tempers that should ever flash their burnishings. Behold, we are allotted an arena for our energies, and if we contest not, then leagues of torment stalks us. I say unto men, it is glorious to struggle when struggle has its warrant. It is noble to persevere. It is sweet to conquer vileness when the conquering makes beauty and truth beholds light. Behold, for all of these is the trait beyond fortitude, that man can see his God state and walk proudly in it, that man can know his God craft and pursue it as a triumph unto lighted paths of beauty. Be not men of these little manners, children. Be not beasts of little gnashings. Lift up your heads unto the sunlight of truth and love for all things your relations. Do not struggle for vestments of sacrament. Lift up your heads in great fortitude and allow passage unto those who have won such a fight, that you might follow and find your own pathway. Remember when you believe that things are of a single message, for recall that tears are for joy as well as bleak sorrowing, to greet us in this great sunrise and in its majesties. Those who have fought the good fight have fought not for the fighting. Verily have they battled that their peace might be a bouquet. Those who have toiled and come through a loathsomeness have labored that a cleanliness walk as a goddess in perception. Have assumance shun in overcoming. Take delight in measuring treasuries in wisdom of value and not within the glitter of perception of the human senses. The world has its foulness and sweetness. May be known to you. The fight has its savagery, that orchards may be pleasant places in which to dwell in beauty and fruitfulness. So I, dear ones, shall sing of victory that has no sorrow within it. I sweeten earth's conflicts with my knowing of men's destinies in ultimate balance, love, harmony, and true perfection. Therefore, contest and be strong, but see to the end of it, persevere and be stalwart, and know that conflict is again to an accolade. Arise, get up, give respect to stamina and perseverance, for the arms of your own progeny are awaiting with their garlands in honor and respect for your example of guidance. Verily shall they place those garlands upon the brows of those who gave the challenge unto tumult, but only that valor might enshackle all eternities. Are you worthy? So be it, and may you find the wisdom to walk your own journey with these things already in your mind, for elsewhere you shall be trapped in the dung heap of the beast, for he shall, when through with your service, dump you as the waste upon the fields. Amen. One more Waco. The following is worthy of thought, and therefore I shall pass it on with respect to the writer, Hal Massey. Shoot out at the Waco Corral. In the early hours of April 19, 1993, a CIA connection called to inform me that the Branch Davidian Church was about to be burned to the ground near Waco, Texas. In fact, at 6 a.m. Waco time, calls were placed to all nearby hospitals asking, "How many burn patients can you handle in an emergency?" Note, the fire didn't start until 12:06 p.m. Regressing slightly, at 2 a.m., April 19, 1993, four CIA agents were dispatched from San Francisco to Waco, Texas, being ordered to participate in ending the Waco incident. They protested the assignment, but were ordered to go under duress. Later, when the U.S. military tanks began battering the church to gas the church members and destroy what was left of a religious community, it was the beginning of the end for all First Amendment freedoms left in the U.S. It was also the first time since the Civil War that the United States military fired upon civilians in a time of peace. These revelations made me sick. The actions of these individual criminal politicians who made it happen make me even sicker. The question foremost in the minds of all Christian Americans is, did our stormtroopers murder men, women, and children inside that church sanctuary? There isn't much doubt in the minds of most Americans they did. Remember, the major job of the mass media is to keep the American dumb. Take some time to analyze all of the inconsistencies in all of the reports. Everyone involved in this national disgrace, from President Clinton, Attorney General Reno, FBI, military, and the local fire department to the dog catcher, should be confronted by every American citizen living in this country, and those responsible run out of town on a rail after being tarred and feathered. But only after due process of the law, being found guilty while protecting their civil rights. Hey, citizen, where is your outrage? I am not in the position of defending one David Koresh. He was no prophet. Only prophet, spelled like money. But I will defend to the death his right to the church of his choice and his religious freedom. I consider myself a patriot, a defender of God's inalienable rights, a responsible sovereign citizen, and a free man. I'm a devotee of the United States Constitution. It's part of my religion, as is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. I'm a kindred spirit of the Founding Fathers and will do as much to defend those sacred documents of freedom and liberty as they did to create them. For me, the warrantless assault... The warrant was dated April 13th, 1993.
And how long were they under siege?
51 days.
Hardly 51 days between the 13th and the 19th, is there?
Mm-hmm. destruction and death of so many innocents at the Mount Carmel Branch Davidian Church by both government and military represents the burning issue of our time. If it is not recognized by American citizens that the central issue in all our lives is the total loss of liberty that we are currently being subjected to, then we as a people are doomed. We have lived with a creeping socialism unrecognized for decades, starting with Roosevelt's New Deal. Now it is a Hillier-Billy No Deal, and you're a dead deal. We have witnessed for months the civil rights of Rodney King. Where were the civil rights of those poor children as they witnessed in stark terror and total fear during the final moments of their lives in a fiery furnace after a 51-day preparation for their murder? Query, what if David Koresh had been a Jesse Jackson? Would there be riots in the streets? You'd better believe it, baby. If Rodney King's civil rights were denied in the way he was viciously and brutally beaten, and the Davidians were denied due process of law, the results of which have destroyed the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, plus all inalienable rights protected by the precious documents forged by our founding fathers, why aren't we outraged as Christians? Why isn't this issue of the deepest concern to the American people of the Christian morality, of this the greatest country in the history of the world? Don't you realize that if the other end of your lifeboat is sinking, that you are sure to follow? The bell tolls for the Davidian children who are dead, tolls for thee, America. The Holocaust of World War II may or may not have happened, but this fiery inferno did happen, as was witnessed by millions. This Holocaust will stain the American conscience until all the criminal politicians and the corrupt bureaucratic systems have been called to account by the citizens of this Christian nation. In the meantime, America and American and her people will suffer until this accounting is made in full. Americans, wake up to your day of shame. Only you, as an American Christian, can save this nation. May God have mercy, and may you find the strength and wisdom to reach out, take a stand, and act against this massive tidal wave of blood swept upon our people. The world is shocked, and America now is recognized around the world as the great Satan. Is this the legacy you shall leave to your progeny? I wonder, America, I wonder. Cerise to clear.
Thank you. I thank E. Sue for sharing with us in all of our reaching out, all of our struggles. There must be balance in the spiritual aspect of your very beings. Most all ones who come within my early presence, I don't know how else to word it, come usually from the New Age confusion, where you have been bullied, taunted, teased, and always seeking, never quite finding, so you try one more thing. And suddenly you're up against it. My goodness, this being says he's from a fleet of aliens. Big, tall ETs, not to be confused with little short ones. Then he says he's of the hosts of God. Then once in a while he slips through and says, ah, ha, 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 he, I am God. With whom are you dealing? Who is it? Is it Dorma? Is it a little Texas girl? Should we make it sadder from the sharecropping fields of the cotton pickers? out to bilk millions. There are going to be some who read that and be really put out because they wanted part of it. Can't you hear it now? Son of a gun, I knew they were up to something. They got it and they didn't share. I don't know. Does anybody have that article? It's been running so many things that you don't know about. But even the attorney says it's going a little too far. You know, when they say these little old people with their 200 corporations have bilked people out of their money. Don't read what you see there, precious ones. This is your confirmation. I'm telling you, like blaring, glaring neon lights blinking on and off. They've tried everything to pierce those veils. They've spared nothing. And they cannot pierce those veils. And the price of gold is going up. Can't you believe God just a little bit? How much proof do you have to have? How long will it take you to get enough so that we can move on and stop the absolute crap that goes on? The twittering, the doubts, the wonderment. You're going to have to make it, and you're going to have to make it within their system, or they're going to kill you. Now, it's that cut and dried. You cannot set yourself apart. It sounds really good to get yourself sovereignized. Oh, that sounds really good, and it should work, and once it would have, if enough of you had done it. But enough of you could not do it, do you see? Because the overall plan is to depopulate this world. So if enough of you got sovereignized so that you could fight the system, that would leave too many protected to continue just living. The infirm, the perverted, the brainwashed, trained majority of the masses, do you see? They don't let you undo that. They're not going to stop, precious ones, until you are run by perverts. And I'm not talking about sexual preference. I'm talking about ones who are going to take their own brainwashed, robotoid response and reaction to life itself as you know it in this human experience and thrust it on you. Janet Reno is a prime example. Read The Contact. She is not only a lesbian, she was caught with an underage child and pleaded for discretion. She knew what she was doing. She's one of them. Do I denounce this? You better believe it. It's as heinous as it gets. It is as anti-God as it gets. And it's all set up in the public law that brought in Noahidic religion into your nation and was passed by your Congress without blinking an eye, without even a majority. They just all voted aye. Doesn't matter anything this week, does it? those laws would look pretty good to you compared to what they're using. It is the time when the godly, and I am talking about the patriotic American Christian person, is going to be persecuted. But you know what? They're not even going to find the real Christians, are they? Because we are smart enough not to set up a cult or a group or even a corner church. Now, we would have done that and may yet. To be within the laws of the corporate structure. This makes a nice little gathering room. This is where the Holy Life Network can meet when we choose. Our religion doesn't require very many meetings. This started out just to be a pre-meeting to the corporation meeting so I could catch you ones up with the Phoenix Institute along with what is bursting forth about all this bilking. This little old grandmother, you know, is a real good bilker. She doesn't think it's funny. I think it's hysterical. She can't even get the weeds cut in her front yard, much less go out there and bilk a couple of billion dollars from anybody. And I'm not going to deal with a couple of million. I'm going to deal with billions, precious ones. And we ain't going to bilk it. Some of our resources come from the treasure of El Dorado. And I believe that ones in this room will bear me out. Ones in this room who can bear me out also know that Dorma hasn't spent any time chit-chatting with you. You're going to come right down the line and split as to resources coming out literally of the same place. We're not stupid. A little slow now and then. Now, how far do we push these injustice systems? Preferably not far enough to even get you incarcerated. But once there has been reason to bring down a warrant against you, it's really very hard, Ray, to extradite you, to get you out of the situation. And there's no way you can ever pay them enough to get them off your back once they have handed down a warrant. They can play such games with you. You know, they can louse up their computer system so that they just happen to hold you for 2 weeks before they discover it was a computer error. And you think they're not capable of it? They are capable of blowing away almost 100 men, women, and babies. 1 6-year-old, the first day in the nursery, was shot in half by machine gun bullets. Literally severed in half. Those two innocent ATF guys, those four that got killed, you know, two of them were killed by two grandmothers trying to protect that nursery. And you know what? I think it's fine. That is what defense is about. I'm sorry they didn't have grenades that blew them to smithereens. The ones that are not robots are going to, by God, wish they were. Because God is getting angry. Will it stop? No. Do you think a little signature or two in Greece will stop the Bosnia-Herzegovina massacres? Will it stop the prima divas, Desos, and Sri Lanka from being killed? How about the leaders in South Africa? How about Cesar Chavez in your own dooryard? In your own dooryard. How about a little suicide by the just passed President of France? It's going to get worse. You know it is going to get worse. And all they want from you is you to stand against them with your gun so they can kill you without batting an eye. There is not enough armed power in this world to stand against them with what they have. They can manipulate it from your satellite. Doesn't anybody think it's interesting that you shoot off a shuttle and you start having daily earthquakes in the Grand Canyon? And what do you think that Grand Canyon is? A little trickle of Colorado River water down through there?
Commander, may I interrupt?